The people became very frustrated. A lot of the small towns had already built their memorial. It got to 1924 and they still hadn't raised enough money in Newton Ards. The newspapers were very exercised about it. And then, of course, following a very heavy snowfall, unusually in March of 1924, some of those unemployed ex-veterans built a really beautiful snowman memorial in the Bowling Green in Newton Ards, a memorial that they knew wouldn't survive the impermanent gesture towards permanence they needed to remember. But it's just a memorial that was also embodied a kind of need to forget, I think, too. It took another 10 years for the actual memorial to be built, but the snowman became a focal point for people in the town. They went to see it. There was reporting about it in the newspapers. Extraordinary photograph that survives from the time, and it is an extraordinary story.
I wondered how you first heard about that, Michael.
Well, I first heard about it from this historian, Jane Leonard, and then she showed me the photograph. And it's a haunting and strange photograph. And there's this huge problem of how do we deal with the hundreds of thousands of dead, the hundreds of thousands of absences. And there have been a number of really quite profound and poetic ways of dealing with that. The cenotaph, the empty tomb, is one of them. Another is the idea of the tomb of the unknown warrior. And I think in that class, in that league of thoughtfulness and strangeness and poetic power, is the snowman and the snow soldier of Newton Ards. It moves me very much. And of course, the snow soldier reminds us very powerfully that eventually all our memorials will disappear, worn away by the weather, overgrown by moss and weeds.
Can I ask you, would you read the poem for us?
The Cenotaph. It's only 3 lines long. The Cenotaph. They couldn't wait to remember and improvised a cenotaph of snow and a snowman soldier, inscribing, "Lest we forget," with handfuls of stones.